non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Alright, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Barry Shamish, and he's talking about the meeting that George Bush had with the Pope it was just this last Friday, but not a word in the American press. A 30-minute meeting with the Pope. As you know, George Bush is traveling throughout Europe and talking to the European leaders. And what's he talking about? Well, we're not privy to what's really being said. I think they're planning the war with Iran, and of course they're doing everything they can, of course, to bring increasing pressure on Iran in preparation for this war to justify it. Oh, those terrible Iranians. I mean, we may have put them in power, but they're terrible people. Now we put them in power, we're going to have to take them out of power. Just as we put the Shah in power, we have to take him out of power. Just as we overthrew the democratically elected government there in Iran back in 1953, headed by Premier Mossadegh, and kept him in prison the rest of his life. What was his crime? He won a democratic election. But we believe in democracy. Don't you believe we don't believe in democracy? So anyway, pick up the story. What do you think actually happened? What's the significance of the fact that there was a meeting between George Bush and the Pope, and the fact that it was totally blacked out by the media here in America because we're too busy thinking about Paris Hilton, about the Masters golf tournament, and of course the defeat of the Lakers here this last week. What a terrible tragedy. Go ahead.
Well, the Lakers actually won, and they're playing in Boston tonight, but we won't talk about that. What you've got in Rome is a meeting in St. John's Tower, which was the office of the chief inquisitor of the Inquisition. Now, that's not where meetings take place, and Bush was apparently very exuberant that he was given the first diplomatic meeting in this tower. The discussion was peace in the Holy Land. That's what the discussion was about. I looked through the Israeli media. I didn't find anything about this meeting where these two hideous monsters. Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, was the number one contributor in the 30s to Adolf Hitler. And that shouldn't be forgotten. And by the way, people bring that up, but it's not an issue because, after all, he's not Prescott Bush, he's George Bush Jr., and this doesn't carry on through generations. Yes, it does. This is precisely what carries on through generations. But more to the point, in our time away, I went looking at Ratzinger in the Wehrmacht, and most people say he volunteered for the last few months of the war. He was a soldier in the Wehrmacht voluntarily. There are some people who have claimed he was drafted, but it seems to me from, majority rules that he volunteered to fight in the Wehrmacht. For all we know, he shot up American soldiers. We don't know this part about Ratzinger. But he was a soldier in the last days of Germany for the Wehrmacht, fighting the Americans, and we don't know anything more than that. Now, more to the point, Benedict was the name he chose. His real name, of course, is Joseph Ratzinger, but when you become Pope, you choose the name of another Pope that you wish to emulate. He chose Benedict, who was the Pope during World War I, Benedict the 15th. He chose the war Pope's name, and he's sitting there with Bush in this lonely tower discussing peace in the Middle East. And, you know, they were only there for half an hour, and for all we know, there were terrible occultic ceremonies taking place. We don't know that. But one thing we know is they discussed Israel. And the Israelis just ignored this meeting. It was probably incredibly significant. But there was not a word that I could find. There was not a significant word about this meeting in Israel, even though it would probably determine the end of Israel, whatever was discussed. The key of the matter is it wasn't discussed in Israel or America. You wouldn't know that the President of the United States met with the Pope if you had to depend on your media. But what it comes down to is the progeny of the number one donor to Adolf Hitler met the Wehrmacht soldier Benedict XVI to discuss peace in Israel in the office of the Inquisition, and this is extremely significant. And by the way, it has got to be not good for the Jews. Just outright not good for, when, like I say, the American supporter of Hitler meets the Wehrmacht soldier to discuss Israel. The Jews are not going to come out ahead in this meeting. And that's what happened. Now, afterwards, they took a walk through the Vatican Garden, which some of my readers, well, two of them, said it reminds them of Gethsemane and whatever. The fact is that Bush did not meet him in his office. He had a secret meeting. There were no cameras there. I don't even know if there was Secret Service up there when they met. But whatever, poor Israel. Whatever was said at that meeting, poor Israel. Now, I wrote an article. It was three reasons why the world is going crazy. That was the title of the article. That was reason number one, that this horrible meeting just passed without notice. Reason number two, now you have to be Israeli to understand really how absurd and, as I pointed out, absolutely insane the meeting was in Bar-Ilan University. Now I'm going to give a teeny bit of background. The patsy for Rabin's murder, Yigal Amir, was a law student at Bar-Ilan University. What he was, now I've heard this from more than a few people, he never attended classes but got passing grades. I've heard his papers were written by other people, and I believe that, by the way. What he was an organizer on Bar-Ilan University campus. He was the organizer of the Rabin murder. His handler was a Shabak agent, and now I'm going to say it, I'll return to this, working for an organization called Kach. That Rabbi Meir Kahani founded in Israel to be the JDL of Israel. His name was Avishai Raviv. He was handling Yigal Amir. Yigal Amir would gather as many students on Bar-Ilan campus as he could organize and send them to these weekend seminars run by the Shabak agent posing as an executive, a high-ranking member of the Kach party.
Now, I think you should clarify the fact that, you know, Rabbi Kahana was a Jewish patriot. He certainly was believed in doing everything they could to preserve Israel, and he was eventually rewarded by being assassinated here in the United States. But his organization lives on, isn't that right?
Well, it lives on in the hands of the Secret Services.
Right. Right.
It doesn't live on the way he wanted it. But I'm saving that for insanity number three.
All right.
The first thing is Paris organized a murder using a Bar-Ilan student. And in short, in November of 1995, thanks to Shimon Peres, Bar-Ilan University lost all its academic credibility. It was now the home of assassins. That was done by Peres. So what does Bar-Ilan University do? They give Shimon Peres, this week they gave Shimon Peres a Life Achievement Award. Now, I can't begin to tell you how utterly absurd it is for this university to give that award to the attempted executioner of the university. Now, let me tell you a couple things that happened after Rabin was snuffed out and not by Yigal Amir. We've gone through this. That's for another time and place. Amir shot blanks, and someone else shot Rabin, his bodyguard. But the actual plan was to plant Yigal Amir inside Bar-Ilan campus to gather so-called radicals, whoever he could get his hands on, and put them into the hands of the Secret Services or the Shabak, all being done on this campus. So, as an understatement, Paris targeted this university for, really, it should have been the death of the university, but I guess a little too much money was put into buildings. The university recovered. But I have a book called Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, where I go into just some of the atrocities committed against students of that university. I'll mention two. One is Margalit Harshefi, who was a lovely, lovely law student who Yigal Amir set up. He framed her. He sent her letters. When he was in prison for murdering Rabin, he was dictated letters to send to Margalit Harshefi. She ended up sitting 9 months in prison for as a conspirator in the Rabin assassination. She knew nothing about an assassination. It was all a frame-up. One Bar-Ilan student bites the dust. Another one, Yitzhak Newman, who sent an email. All we know is he sent an email after Rabin's murder, apparently a joyous email, but I think it was more than that. I think he smelled the conspiracy. Whatever, he died. The Shabak told us it was suicide. When I wrote the book on Yitzhak Rabin, enough people told me he was not suicidal, he was murdered. Another Bar-Ilan University student set up by the Shabak, set up by Shimon Peres, and they're giving him a Life Achievement Award.
They're giving Peres a Life Achievement Award.
Yes.
You have to wonder why they're doing that. We're going to be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish as we look into what's going on over, of course, in Israel. And, of course, Israel is under tremendous pressure today from the United States to establish this independent Palestinian state. But what people don't understand is we're financing the Palestinian terrorists. We're financing Fatah. We're training them to kill the Israelis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Barry Shamish, and Barry's been telling us about the fact that Shimon Peres has been given a lifetime achievement award by this very university that in Israel, that he had actually done everything he could to discredit and associate with Kahana and the Koch group. And, of course, it really totally discredited this because the man who assassinated Rabin pretended to be a student there. He never really was a student there. He was always, of course, acting as the agent provocateur. And go right ahead with the story, Barry.
Well, he didn't assassinate Rabin. He was the patsy.
Right.
But he was working for Koch. And that's my insane example number three. Ultimately, I found an American pro-Kahana site that was set up by the CIA or some intelligence agency. And let's go into that, because I have tremendous problems in Israel. The last few months before I decided to leave, I had two lawsuits by Kahana Koch members, and they were rigged. The courts wouldn't let me appeal. They broke every trick in the book to make sure that I lost. And, well, this was done on purpose. Of all people, Koch. Now, let's start with number one example, Avishai Raviv, who was Yigal Amir's handler. He was a member of Koch. But he was a member after Rabbi Kahana was assassinated. Now, in July of 1994, in the wake of the murder of Mota Gur, Yitzhak Rabin's assistant defense minister, I met Benjamin Kahana, Mayor Kahana's son, at a conference, desperate Israelis, save the country, this kind of stuff. From Oslo, there was actually an attempt then to, they actually believed in democracy, and they thought you get the right person in the Knesset, we could put a stop to Oslo. A very naive era. But I met Benjamin Kahana, and he told me why he left Koch. And his reason was very simple. Here's what he told me. He says, I couldn't tell the members from the agents.
And they're speaking of agents of Shabbat. In other words, basically the organization been infiltrated and taken over and was being used as a controlled opposition. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes.
Okay.
Their goal was to utterly destroy the credibility of religious Jews and anyone opposed to the Oslo so-called peace accord. And in 1994, they really, really expanded the operation of Koch, the Shabak did. And besides Avishai Raviv, well, there was his partner, a young kid named Itamar Ben-Gvir, who organized media events in association with Israel Television, Channel 1, who had a Shabak. His name was Eitan Oren. He was an actual Shabak film producer. My good friend Adir Zeke, who died very, very mysteriously and suddenly of throat cancer. It took him down in about 5 months. Exposed as being a member of the Shabak when he served in the armed services. They put on phony displays. Itamar Ben-Gvir organized, for instance, a summer camp where that didn't exist, by the way, but nonetheless, they were shooting at effigies of Arabs. This was one of his operations. And he stayed in the Shabak and in police intelligence, I'm told, to the point where he was responsible for destroying any legitimate defense of Gush Katif, literally brought the police into Gush Katif and threw out all the protesters. In his last famous operation, he destroyed any chance for Gush Katif, that is Gaza, to be Jewish in any sense of the matter. But there were all kinds of operations to defame the religious and the settlers. Baruch Goldstein was a member of Koch, but he had quit the year before for the same reasons as Rabbi Binyamin Kahana. There were too many agents inside Koch, and he was framed for a massacre, the Hebron massacre of February 24th, 1994. One more Koch member down the tube, and hear music.
You hear music? We're going to have to take a break. But remember, ladies and gentlemen, when we had the Communist Party here in the United States, it was thoroughly infiltrated by this FBI and kept going by.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888. 888- 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest, Barry Shamus. Barry, before you go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get you in touch with your people who publish your books, how they can get in touch with you and get your DVDs, and, of course, how they can get onto your website.
Well, for the books, you go to lulu.com. There's a little box that says search right in my name. Chamish, and there are all my books for you to purchase. And I think if you want to understand Israel, they're about the only ones around that are telling the truth. The website, go to BarryChamish.com. And if you want the DVDs, certainly the Vatican's New Crusade Against Jerusalem, which we've just spoken about, give me a call at 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. And now back to the Shabak and the murders. I was in a town called Neve Dekalim in the Gaza Strip a week before the evacuation, and I was asked the question, what can we expect? And I said, you can expect a Jew slaughtering Arabs before they pull you out. They want no public opinion opposed to this operation. They're going to have a Jew, and he is going to slaughter Arabs, because that's what they did under Netanyahu and the Hebron pullout. They got a psychotic Jew to shoot up the Hebron Shuk and make sure that Netanyahu pulled out of Hebron. And lo and behold, not a couple days later, and I hope the residents remember this, Aaron Zada shot up Shfaram, killed four Arabs. It's a very weird story, but Aaron Zada went AWOL from the army, took his gun, the army didn't search him out, and he spent 3 weeks under the auspices of a pro-Kahana group. One more murder done by this Kahana Shabak coalition, Kach Shabak coalition. The next one, I'm afraid I was victimized, and I'm not surprised in retrospect. In retrospect, it makes perfect sense. I got an email a year and a half ago from a young lady, and she sent me messages from a group called B'nai Elim. That's the American, they think that they're a Kahana group. That's what they're trying to sell themselves as. And these emails have her and her daughter getting guns. They'll be supplied guns, and they'll walk into an FBI convention brandishing loaded weapons. And meanwhile, their house is filled with Koch posters and all kinds of radical posters. They were setting her up to be the latest victim. Now, let's go backwards about a couple. I'm going to talk about a couple of Israeli victims of a Koch
Well, before you go on, Barry, whatever happened to this woman? Did you somehow tell her that she was being set up? Oh, you married. Okay.
All right. That's how I met her. Right. She started this very intense relationship. A lovely woman, sparkling sense of humor, the works. And I should have recognized the warning signals. I really should have.
Okay, well.
You think you get wiser when you get older, but in comes the woman and you're not so wise anymore.
Okay.
And it ended up in a not very happy ending, really a very strange ending, which I won't go into right now, but I spoke to you about it at the recent convention, and it certainly is strange. But nonetheless, this was B'nai Elim, and she was trapped by them, and I got her out of that mess. And such is, in my world, the blossoming of romance. But let's go to Israel for now, and we have another one who sued me, another one who the judge, well, simply accepted every stupid argument in the book and refused to let me appeal the decision, Avigdor Eskin. Now, he's got a couple of triumphs where he takes women with clearly multiple personality disorder. They already start weak. Who knows in the background if there was abuse. From what I've been reading, there was. But one was Tatiana Suskin. She sat in prison for 2 years because Koch and Eskin had her hand out posters of Mohammed as a pig. Okay, Mohammed is a pig. That simple. She handed them out on Shabbat, on the Sabbath, in Hebron, which lets you know how religious she must have been. Went to prison for 2 years. That's victim number one. Victim number two is even stranger. That's Larissa Trimbobler, who everyone knows is really wacky. She was married, had 4 children. She left her marriage. She divorced her husband, but still lived in the house with him and the children in order to marry Yigal Amir, the patsy for the Rabin assassination. This was, the matchmaker was Avigdor Eskin of Koch. Now, apparently, this operation was intended to prove that Yigal Amir was not a pedophile. There were a lot of rumors floating around Israel that he became an agent and became a patsy because he was a pedophile. Well, somehow the prison services accepted the phony marriage. There was no rabbi, there was no license. There was nothing about it that was legal. Somehow Yigal Amir impregnated her, even though there was no time alone to do it. No one knows how he did it, but he impregnated Larissa Trimbobler and last year had a son. All of this is happening in Israel. All of it is happening through Kahana's memory and the Koch party. A very, very dangerous party. But now let's...
No, wait a minute, but it really wasn't initially. It was after it was taken over by the Shabbat.
Oh, of course.
Right.
Once they got rid of Mayor Kahana, there was no control anymore. It was... At one time, it threatened to take 11 Knesset seats. It had the imagination of the Israeli right. There was a time like that. But those days are all gone. They're run by the likes of Ben-Gvir and Baruch Marzel, and they're all Shabak. They're all working for the Shabak. That's what Koch has become. And the Israeli right, the far right, don't understand this, and they throw their support, whatever it's worth. It's apparently not worth much. They can't even get one seat in the Knesset, whereas Kahana got 2 and was threatening to get 11 in the next elections. However, let's get back to the courier. B'nai Elim, by the way, go into the website. That's B-N-A-I-E-L-I-M, B'nai Elim.org. You go into their blog, and at the end of this pro-Kahana, supposedly pro-Kahana, you have to read between the lines what these people are up to. There's an advertisement, a very blatant advertisement to join the American Secret Services. Now, have a look at that article I sent you. It'll be on my website, BarryChalmers.com, within a day or two or three. And you go in and you can have a job with the CIA or the Navy, wherever they need spies. This Kahana group is advertising that you can be one of their spies. At least they're honest about it. Well, not honest, but they're more honest than Koch. The point is the Jewish patriotic right and the Jewish religious right has been thoroughly taken over by the intelligence services, thoroughly taken over by the intelligence services. And it's a sad issue. Again, they use their, well, they're mesmerized, hypnotized people to suck other people into a lot of trouble. And I must admit, I got into trouble over this. I should have known better. They targeted me, and I didn't know better. But watch out, folks. You gotta stay a long ways away from Koch or an America B'nai Elim. Now, that's what I wrote about this week. The insanity going on. Left is right and right is left and day is night. The works, nothing is real. Nothing. Now, let's go back to Israel today. Shall we go back to Israel today?
Let's go back to Israel today.
Because this is a fascinating little story, and I think it's worthy of discussing. The Israeli Democracy Institute did a far-ranging survey, and it's the first section of the survey were the number of people, the number of Israelis detached from their government, people who do not relate one little bit to their government and feel that they are not part of Israel. The figure now nationwide is 40%. Now, here's a slight breakdown from the year 2004 to the year 2008. In the year 2004, 42% of the Haredim, or the ultra-Orthodox, 85% in 2004, believe they were part of the Israeli system. Today they are detached. The figure is 42%. In the year 2004, 84% of Soviet immigrants, well, immigrants from the former Soviet Union, felt they were part of the Israeli democracy. The figure is now 58%. These are huge drops in 4 years, but most worrisome, 63% of the nation's youth want to leave Israel. Oh, I'm sorry, I got that wrong. 63% want to stay. In short, 40% want to leave Israel. About 40% of all people under the age of, I suppose, 21 want to leave Israel. And that is a very worrying statistic. I don't think in America you have 2 or 3% of the young who want to leave America. It's 40% in Israel today. Now let's look at the next part of the survey. Trust. Now, you've got 2007 last year versus 2008 this year. Who do you trust in Israel? Well, I think the figure was about 800 respondents to the poll last year, this year. Last year, 61% of Israelis trusted the Supreme Court. This year, it's 49% no longer trust their Supreme Court. The Army, and this is the high figure, because if the Army screws up, you don't have a country. Last year, 75% of Israelis trusted the IDF. This year it fell to 71%. The police. Now we get into worrisome statistics. Last year, 41% of Israelis trusted the police. The figure today is 33%. Two-thirds of Israelis don't trust their police. And that is a real problem when two-thirds of your country don't trust the police. But it's worse with the Knesset. It used to be 33% a year ago. It's now 29% trust the Knesset. All right. The Prime Minister today is 17% trust the Prime Minister. The media, last year, there were 45% of Israelis trusted the media. This year it's down to 37%. Two-thirds don't trust the media. And the president, now last year Kassav was president, and he was up on rape charges. So these figures are a bit skewed, but only 47% of Israelis trust the president of Israel. The most revered cosmetic position, 47%, 53% of Israelis don't trust Shimon Peres, their president. And why not? He wiped out Rabin and Sharon. Why should they trust him? Now, here is a figure that's uncanny. Last year, 60% of Israelis showed an interest in politics. In just one crummy year, the figure has dropped to 43%. And you don't want to know how many people are going to vote if that's the case. Next elections, you'll get 43% voting. You used to get 90%.
But don't you think all this, of course, represents, you know, a conscious, organized, orchestrated effort to disillusion the people of Israel so that there's nothing to fight for, there's nothing to strive for? I mean, they intentionally destroy the belief of the Israeli people in Israel, just as they are in the process of destroying the belief of the American people in our way of government. And so many people realize, of course, both political parties are controlled by the same people, so they're disillusioned with our whole electoral process without understanding we can still turn things around if we can get an honest vote. But when people are disillusioned, they're not going to participate. You're right.
Watch this next figure, because it's a beauty. They asked the Israeli people, do you think political corruption in the country is very high or quite high or normal and so forth? Normal and so forth got nothing. 60% of Israelis think political corruption is very high. 30% think it's quite high. 90% of Israelis think their politicians are crooks. All right, straight off, 90% think corruption is quite or very high. And as bad as America gets, I don't think you can get to 90%. There are too many patriots here who will defend the government no matter what. You won't get 90%. In Israel, 90% think their politicians are extremely corrupt. All right, how's that for a little statistic?
Well, I think it's fascinating, although I will tell you, the only group in America that has a lower public approval rating than the President Bush is the Congress of the United States. I don't know what the figures are, but probably not more than 12 to 15% really trust and respect our Congress, which is a pretty sad commentary, but well justified when you realize, of course, most of those people swear to uphold the Constitution, and they're doing everything they can to destroy it. Well, our guest today is Barry Shamus, and it's very interesting the similarities between the problems they have in Israel and the problems we have here in the United States. And I believe in Israel there's been an organized effort to disillusion the people with their government and with their country and their ideals for their country. Same thing's going on right here in the United States. What we need to do is, for Barry's point of view, is have the good people take Israel back here in the United States, have the good people take America back. Barry, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Gotcha. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who has a business, credit card, automobile, medical, or unsecured loan debt of $10,000 or more, and you can't make your monthly payments, why don't you call David Lemure and his debt settlement company at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, because they'll contact your creditors, they'll negotiate a 30 to 60% reduction of what you owe, and arrange for a convenient payment schedule that'll get you out of debt in 12 to 36 months. Why don't you call today because the penalties and interest on your debt is increasing? And call David Lemoore at 866-374-3101. That's 866-374-3101, and start getting out of debt today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
Worse.
The world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly hope you enjoyed our guest, Barry Shamish. Now, of course, right now, America's in the middle of a financial crisis, and if you haven't read my syllabus on the financial tsunami or heard the talk, it's available on DVD or VHS. You need to get it because you need to understand what's really going on financially. What about what's happening as far as oil and the price of oil going up? Well, you need, of course, to get my four CD set. It's entitled The Oil Deception. The Oil Deception. As you know, Lindsay Williams, who we've had on for many times through the years, is no longer allowed to go on radio or to talk about his issue. However, of course, we do have a DVD. We'll have it available in about a week. It's a talk that Lindsay Williams gave before the Granada Forum entitled The Energy Non-Crisis, and he actually quotes me there quite a bit. I appreciate his putting a plug in for our ministry. But that's, of course, The Energy Non-Crisis. It's a DVD. You can order that. The girls at the exchange won't know about it, but just simply ask for it, and we'll be sure that you get it as soon as we get them in here and get them prepared. And then, of course, we do hope that you want to try to understand the spiritual forces behind what's going on, this effort to destroy the economics of our country and impoverish our people. That's covered in the talk called Sustainable Development, The Road to World Order, but you have to get the syllabus that goes with that because it has all the documents that you need. And if you read, of course, the Global Biodiversity Assessment came out in 1995, they will tell you the only way we keep all these people on Earth is to lower their living standards. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not talking about the people in China. They're not talking about the people over in Africa. They're talking about you. And they're planning on getting you out of your car and lowering your living standards and controlling where you live and controlling everything that you do and making electricity so expensive you're not going to be able to afford it. It's all part of a plan. And you'll want to get the Sustainable Development Syllabus, which covers the Global Biodiversity Assessment Report and the Earth Charter, especially points 10A and 10B. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, you need my talk on the forbidden secret. There really is a secret that's been hidden for 5,000 years. And you need to understand it, because it's all coming to fruition now. There's a syllabus that goes with that. And then, of course, my talk on the planned police state, and there's a syllabus that goes with that. You want to get our material in concentration camps, either the four-tape set or certainly the DVD of Bob Wire of America. But you can get the concentration camp special. We recommend it. It's information we want you to get, and then we want you to get it to other people. We hope many of you will want to, of course, make up a flyer and tell people to listen to Radio Liberty. If you subscribe to our newsletter, and incidentally you can get it by email, it saves us a lot of time rather than mailing it to you, but we'll mail it to you if you want. If you're already getting it by mail and you would be willing to take it by email, well, we'd be glad to send it. Under any circumstances, we certainly hope that you'll go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, look at our September and October 2005 newsletters on the oil problem. That's called Peak Oil and then Peak Oil 2. And, of course, we pretend this whole thing is a scam. Of course it's a scam. There's lots of oil out there. That's why they've silenced Lindsey Williams. That's why they don't want you to know the material that's in our four-CD set, The Oil Deception. That's why they don't want you to see Lindsey's DVD. It's entitled The Energy Non-Crisis. If you don't believe that there is a conscious effort to conceal the truth about oil, go up on the Internet and go to Amazon.com and try to find a copy of Lindsey's book, The Energy Non-Crisis. Do that, and of course we do hope that you'll check this out and you can begin to find out what's really going on. Ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in the spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. There really are satanic forces out there. They're alive and well, and they even have their websites up there. They are so confident in the fact that you will never wake up. Well, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and we'll be back in just a moment here for the next hour of Radio Liberty.